Melnick in the Afternoon. Listen live weekdays from 3 to 7 on TSN 690.
Yeah, home of the Habs, home of the NFL playoffs, home of the Super Bowl real soon. How many Super Bowls is this coming up? What number is this?
It's XL2, XL3.
What is the what is the number? You don't know?
52, 53, it's, 50.
Do we know?
51, 55.
I remember one. I remember one. I do remember one on this day in 1967.
A magnificent performance earns Bart Starr the game's most valuable player award. For the first time in 7 years, Vince Lombardi's Packers, 35-10 victors over Kansas City, can claim an indisputable world championship.
Oh, there was the voice of God of NFL films, the late John Facenda. Bet you Knuckles remembers Super Bowl I. How are you, Chris Nyland?
What's up, Mitch?
Do you remember Super Bowl I?
I don't care. It's a deal. This is the Habs pregame show. Enough of football.
I guess that means no. I guess the answer to that is no.
The one that Joe Namath won?
Yeah, that wasn't one. No, that wasn't one. That was the Packers.
Okay. What was Joe Namath?
Well, that would have been Super Bowl III.
Super
Bowl
III. Not really then. No, okay. I don't really remember.
All right, on to the Canadians and the Ottawa Senators. But let's go back to last night. It's just one of those, I don't know if we're going to look back at the moment in the third period, but it just seems so symbolic to me that the Canadians, after spending a couple of days working on the power play and a newly configured power play, falling behind by two as a result of their own bad penalty by PK Subban, the only penalty they took all night. And then it's almost like Max Pacioretty. It's one of those moments, and he takes over the game.
Well, you know, if you look at what they did in the power play, Max wasn't up on the half board, the top of the circle, taking a one-timer, right? Mm-hmm. They put him down in the corner, okay? And on both goals, if you watch, Max is in the corner, and when the puck goes to the half board or up to the point, like it did on the first goal, Max moves out of the corner and comes to the top of the slot. Well, not top, but he comes into the slot, the high slot, not shallow net. And when he did, he got in a seam there where he was able to get the puck. Max usually sets up on the outside, you know, for the one time on the right side. So they changed where Max was, and Max was not stationary last night like he is a lot on the power play when it wasn't working on the perimeter. And he got inside that box, but he didn't get in there and stand there. He came in when the puck went back up, and he put himself in a position to get a pass.
And obviously anybody, especially a natural goal scorer, is going to be a lot more lethal from that area than, I don't care how hard their shot is, than from the wall or close to the wall.
Phil Esposito. That's all I got to say about that. That's where he scored all his goals. He stood right there, and boom, wrist shot, wrist shot, wrist shot. And that's what Max does. He takes wrist shots. You never see him take a slap shot.
Power play was a big topic this week. We're talking about it in the media. We're talking about it in the room, watching a lot of clips. And we knew we just had to go the same way and wait for a bounce, and then we'll get some momentum. And that's what happened. And now the big thing is keeping that going.
So are you confident that they can keep it going? No?
No.
Why?
Because every night presents something different. And listen, it's nice that they got the 3 goals. But they could go 0-4 tonight. You just don't know until it comes. Again, it's execution. You got to move your feet. And the whole game's read and react to begin with. You have to read what's going on and react when you're out there. That's the whole game, not just a power play. And I said it before, but on the power play there, when you're stationary, it's easier to defend.
Right. But, I mean, I don't think anybody expects them to score a couple of power play goals every night. But, like, last night we're watching the game, and they went 0 for their first 4, and then they scored, so they were 1 for 5. That's what they should be doing. They should be scoring at a 20% clip, 1 out of every 5 chances. That's not unreasonable.
No, it's not. But, again, when they get a power play tonight, I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be hoping they score. But it could very easily go the other way again on them. They gotta keep doing those things. They might have some confidence now because of last night, and they should on it. And maybe we'll see them come out and be more assertive tonight when they get a power play.
It's called a rivalry for a reason. There's obviously some history there and there's some past. And usually what that does is that ups the emotion level, and you hope your emotion level ups the physicality part of it.
Okay, that's Dave Cameron, the head coach of the Senators. I heard you at the tail end of Off the Cuff earlier today. I mean, here's a guy who played at the height of the Canadiens-Nordiques rivalry and the Canadiens and Bruins rivalry, and to hear people try to force a rivalry because they met in the playoffs and it got a little dirty, that all of a sudden the Canadiens and Ottawa Senators have this rivalry going.
God, that's, you know... for a minute there, I'm listening to that guy. He sounds bipolar. Like, the other coach was up and, God, we get him, and he just sounds like a bump on a log, that coach.
Oh, so you missed the Walrus.
Oh, the rivalry. Oh, yeah, the rivalry. Like I said, I said this today on my show. I believe that term gets tossed around too easily. I don't believe... this is a rivalry. Yes, Ottawa beat them in the playoffs and beat them up and all that. But you know what? Boston, Montreal is a rivalry. Quebec, Montreal was a rivalry. Ottawa, Montreal is not near that point yet. But it can get nasty. And I think it's more because Ottawa tries to rough up the Canadiens with some of their toughness. Now, Neil's out. The other bonehead's out, Borowiecki. So who knows? They still got Greiber, you know, guys that can play physical, Chiasson.
Did anybody call you a bonehead?
Maybe. They probably dummy, cementhead, bonehead. They've called me a lot of things.
Yeah.
So what?
No, I'm just curious if you know.
Yeah. They got some... There's plenty of people that do that, you know?
Are you worried at all? Worried, that's too strong a word. Do you think because Ottawa is out of it, everybody knows they're already starting to think about next season, that it can be a little dangerous considering the Canadiens haven't really had too many injuries to contend with?
Well, here's the deal. They're 10 points out, so I think in their mindset they can get back in this, you know? They got 40 games to recoup, you know? So... they can pick up some points and they can get close. I don't know if they're capable of doing it, but here's the deal. I know when they're going to play against Montreal, they're going to come out and they're going to play physical because it's the Montreal Canadiens, and they know they had success against the Canadiens when they roughed them up. And hopefully the Canadiens will be able to be resilient and you know, just pay attention and stay focused at the task at hand, and that's winning game number 7 in a row on the road.
Knuckles is back after the first period in the box with Connor McKenna on your home of the Habs, TSN 690. We'll be listening later. Thank you, Chris.
All right, gentlemen.
Melnick in the afternoon. Listen live weekdays from 3 to 7 on TSN 690.